makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty. But I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy.
Which ones have you
rum heard? Makes you dumb.
I listen to Tara's. And I think I listen to Beth.
Beer is a mellow drink. But it'll keep you on the run.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Have you gotten a haircut? You look beautiful, listening audience.
I thought that I did get a haircut.
Did you get a haircut?
But yeah,
we
thanks.
Have not well, gotten to that part.
It is shorter, right?
I'll see myself out.
If you can hear the interrupting people, then you know that I'm frustrated, and I am your recovering bartender host, Josh Agovia. You are listening to Popping Bottles of the Popping Bottles Network. brought to you, hopefully, by Postable, home of the five-star you call it. So we'll get to that at the end. Guys, welcome back. We got another corker here. With me, as almost always, even in my dreams, nightmares,
oh, yeah.
and other places, is...
Rob Grabowski, the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag not Rob.
Hashtag not Rob. Be a not Rob.
Be a not
and
Rob.
And enjoy tea.
And dry things.
If you probably know how this goes.
Yeah.
If this is your first episode, well, where the hell have you been?
I'm concerned.
Each episode, we have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose it. This episode, Bobby.
Is it any different?
It is no exception. We have a phenomenal guest. We have an iconic beverage.
I'm excited.
That you've probably already read in the show notes.
Mine's
but
melting.
We'll surprise you later. And our guest today, tonight... with us in this capsulation of time forever, recorded on wax in digital form, is
Natalie Younger.
Yay.
I wasn't sure. Am I allowed to talk
yeah,
now?
He'll get snippy.
You can always talk.
Should we put the bonus one in the fridge just to save it?
No.
Okay. Great. I'm just managing.
A bonus what?
That's what I didn't say it.
Natalie.
Natalie's here.
Natalie, did you have a preference? Is there something on air you want to be known as? Can I call you Nat? Is that
you can call me whatever you want, Josh.
Hey, Natalie.
Can I call you Natty Light?
That's what it says on the back of my comedy jersey.
Really?
It actually says Natty Ice.
Natty Ice.
Wonderful. Nat, what beverage have you chosen for all of us to talk about today?
Oh, it's a real healthy beverage because
yep.
I'm a real healthy
kombucha. More tea.
And if there are beverages that encourage you to be a hashtag not Rob, I feel like this beverage encourages you to go full Rob.
Yeah.
Hashtag full Rob.
Hashtag full Rob.
And I'm starving.
And that is a Slurpee.
Yay! 7-11.
Not a slushie.
No.
A Slurpee.
Oh, and man, when we get into the history, is very fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how much you guys already know about it.
Very little.
Only my strong opinions between the two.
Only my lifetime of enjoying them or not. Well, and specifically, we have the Nat version of a 7-Eleven Slurpee, which is?
Yes, it is half cherry, half Coke.
And there was a very specific way you poured it. Because people want to enjoy this at home the exact same way.
Yes, the classic Natalie Slurpee pour is to do the cherry pull, do a cherry pull at the
cherry
bottom.
Pull.
Hard cherry pull.
And then you top it off with the Coke.
Yeah, it was, I imagine there's like ancient machinery that like the first man could operate. And you grabbing that Slurpee cup and just like knowingly.
It's in my element.
It was just like
push the
almost
lady
like Tom
out of
Cruise
the way.
And cocktails.
Yeah,
just like spinning around.
I felt like you could flare bar an entire Slurpee machine.
Amadeus conducting a symphony paled in comparison to watching Natalie work them levers. What? Let's take a sip.
A slurp. I love a drink that tells you how to drink it.
I got it. So Natalie has her concoction. Do you have the suicide? Or you
have
the
normal? No, I've got a Natalie.
I grabbed the Detective Pikachu flavor. It's called Mystery.
Hashtag not Rob.
Hashtag not Rob. It's not bad, but I also want to try the Coke cherry.
I had a slug. I had a slurp. We'll taste it right now, and then we'll talk about what we taste.
It's good.
Immediately, it's very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. Wow, what a subtle flavor. detecting notes of...
Really takes me back to my childhood of biking up to the local 7-Eleven and grabbing a Slurpee on a hot summer day.
The cherry's the first thing that hits my palate.
Absolutely.
It immediately is in that almost cough syrup, but then takes a hard turn into delicious sugar.
Yeah.
And then it finishes very cookie.
I was sick a lot as a child, so maybe I gravitate towards things that taste faintly of cough syrup.
That chocolate or a cherry.
Another good Robitussin flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
What are those lozenges that have like a white box?
Pulse. Oh, no. Lugrins.
Lugrins.
Lugrins. Cough syrup.
Sucrets.
Sucrets? No, I'm
not. Sucrets.
No, that's a philosopher. I hope someone's yelling at the radio.
I used to eat those like candy.
It's good. It's good. And then full disclosure.
Ludens. Ludens. Wild cherry throat drops. $50 on eBay.
Worth it.
And they discontinued?
I don't know. We're not here for Ludens. We're here for Slurpees.
Heal thyself. So Bobby's got Detective Pikachu.
A sip of that. It is very tart.
Yeah, ooh, super tart.
I haven't seen the movie
yet.
Actually,
it is. Have you seen it? Looks like the color Pikachu would be.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Mr. Mime was on the label.
It's very confusing advertising.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like a sour citrus.
Yeah, when you sipped it, did it give you spoilers to the film?
Yeah. Apparently he uses lightning.
Wow. Yeah,
let's see. Oh, Mr. Mime's in it.
Mr. Mime's in it. And then we got a wild...
Oh, brain freeze!
Hashtag brain freeze. We got a wild card suicide Slurpee.
It's everything... I feel like you put everything but Coke in that one.
No, Coke's in there. No.
Oh, I didn't see
it. It's like Ragu and
we went to the local 7-Eleven near my studio apartment.
Yeah, give everybody your address.
Now, here's my address. I'm off of... Beep! Right by the 7-Eleven. There was only... there was only like...
It's only cotton candy.
Six flavors? Is that normal for a 7-Eleven? Because
I feel like four is the minimum.
Yeah, there was six. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. There was six. Because I was worried cherry wasn't going to be there, but it was on the end.
Yeah.
Wow, all you get is cotton candy.
All you can taste is a cotton candy one.
Oh. This is what I like to... Never mind.
I have to be dirty. Be dirty.
It's a late night episode.
We're a late night, baby.
Hashtag not Rob.
Hashtag not Rob. I was going to do the crude joke. It tastes like what a clown semen might maybe taste like.
No, that's the Mr. Mime flavor that you're
drinking. Oh, fuck!
Mr. Mime semen.
This is just gross.
Not a clown. Very different. Let's dig into the history.
Please.
It's the 1950s.
Ooh.
Racism is still very prevalent.
Well, I mix my Slurpees, so
you can. It's okay for you because you mix your Slurpees mixed. In Kansas City, a local Dairy Queen owner, Omar,
the old DQ.
I'm going to ruin this name. Kenedlik, Kenedlik.
I mean, we can't correct you.
Has a busted soda fountain. So what does he do? He takes a bunch of bottles of soda, throws them in the freezer. It's a Dairy Queen, lots of freezers. people are like, hey, this is good. And they're like, can we get a frozen-ish soda? Oh. Because whenever they opened it, it was starting to get a little slushy. And people were like, this is what's up. This guy's a businessman, okay? He runs a Dairy Queen, okay, in Kansas City.
DQ.
So was it a Chillin' Grill or just a DQ?
It was just a DQ.
This
was
as it should be.
Very pre-Chillin' Grill.
I don't like Chillin' Grills.
Don't eat a microwave hot dog from Dairy Queen.
No.
You go to Dairy Queen for ice cream, not
hot dogs.
You
go to 7-Eleven for microwave hot dogs on that little roller. He builds a machine to make frozen Coke.
He's a scientist now?
He builds it out of a car's air conditioner.
It sounds sanitary.
Makes a slushy soda from a flavor mix, water, and carbon dioxide. For fizzies.
Fizzies.
He has a naming contest, and the winning name is Icy. I-C-E-E.
I have to interrupt you.
Please.
I will say, I did say Slurpee. I accept Icy's. Icy's and Slurpees are acceptable.
Icy's are just like the off-brand Slurpees.
Wrong.
Well, apparently
Slurpee is the off-brand Icy.
Oh.
I'll get to it. So in 1960, Icy machines get made over by somebody who knows what
how's
the
how's racism in 1960s?
Oh, it's better?
Okay.
Which race?
Oh, I'm...
don't follow up. Ice machines get a makeover by engineers. They're actual better machines, and they actually start selling them to convenience stores. In 1965, 7-Eleven wants a piece of it. So they start adding machines to their own stores. But they're like, we don't want to sell ICs. We want our own thing. We're going to change the name to Slurpees. Exact same thing.
And we're going to charge way more for it for some reason.
They called it that based on the sound you make when you're sucking it up your straw.
Let's hear it.
A Slurpee.
Slurp.
Wow, it sounds a lot like Rob.
Yeah.
Let me try mine.
A slurp.
Rob, try your own.
All right.
Slurp.
I just took a little sip.
Yeah, just took a tiny baby sip. They take off like wildfire. As is every popular thing, that's my go-to phrase. By 1967, there are... Laugh.
Film yeah, it's
laugh.
Okay.
No, I still had some in my mouth. No. I started laughing the second I slurped it.
Nat was straight choking.
Yeah, yeah, I was concerned. Like, should we pause?
Her eyes were watering. We were like, what's happening?
She's turning blue.
By 1967, slurping machines are in all 7-Eleven stores. They're a hit. Kids love them. And in the 70s, they start really building up steam, getting that sort of pop culture-y, like...
How's the racism in the 70s?
Oh, my God. Way better.
Okay, good.
Better than the 50s.
I don't know what better means.
I don't either.
In fact, in the 1970s, there was a 45 song released with a song called Dance the Slurp.
What?
It was...
Just like Pac-Man Fever?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how this will play.
You can always put it in. You know how to rip songs from YouTube, right?
This was a free promotional 45 that they distributed in stores.
They just handed it out?
Yeah, they're like, you gotta rock and roll this at the barbecue, baby.
Hey, it's 1975.
Hey, everybody, it's Wolfman Jack. Racism's getting better, but we're not quite there yet.
Don't question how better. Here's the slurp.
Grab the nearest lady and do the slurp.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
That's it, man. Dig that crazy, kooky, wildest, grooviness, slurpiest.
Zoink, Scoob.
Zoink, Scoob. Now I have to bring back.
Now I want to see it where it's like in the old Batman TV show where it's like, take that, Penguin, punch, slurp.
Yeah.
So you got to do it twice. You got to go slurp,
slurp, slurp.
Scooby.
Roar.
The, 1972, they start doing promotional cups. So they start with baseball players, and then the next year, DC Comics do a 60-cup series.
Wow, so they got in early.
Collect those cups, baby. In 1975, Marvel gets in on the action. They do a 60-cup series.
I currently have a Thor cup and an Iron Man cup.
And they're, like, better cups.
Yeah. They're reusable.
Or they have, like, holographic images.
I remember that. Hell
yeah.
Move. Fast forward to 2015.
How's the racism in 2015?
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, no. It took a step back.
In only 1 year, we'll elect our worst president.
Foreshadowing.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, 2015, Bring Your Own Cup Day is starting. Which is where, as you know, you can bring whatever you want, pay a flat fee, and fill it with Slurpee.
Yeah.
Bring that Home Depot
USA.
Bucket.
USA.
Currently, Americans enjoy around 13 million Slurpees a month.
Holy shnikes.
But Canada is the largest consumer of Slurpees across the board.
Really?
What?
Also, according to Slurpee market research, 41% of Slurpers never mix their flavor. 37% always.
Slurpers.
Like slurp, slurp. Hashtag slurpers. 30% always do. 21% will mix every once in a while. The most popular combination is Coke as a base and then a fruity mix on top. Usually a wild cherry or a pina colada.
Pina colada?
Pina colada's good.
Deal a pina colada. Slurp, slurp. Getting caught in the rain? What about making love at midnight?
Late. I'm already tired.
Wait, and are you also my wife who's also doing a personal ad?
We're going to talk about this later, honey.
Ooh.
But for right now, let's make an enjoyable song about it.
No, we're going to talk about this later.
No, we're going to talk about this later.
The third person we invited to our marriage.
The only other person who responded to both of our personal ads.
I'm here. What are we doing?
Is a newspaper editor?
Yeah. I need a hoop.
You need a what? You need a slurp, baby.
I need a scoop.
Hashtag need a slurp.
Hang on, give me sound effect.
Slurp.
I was drinking at the same time, so there's two of them.
Slurp.
I was drinking.
Gotta really pop that pee.
Go on. After dark popping bottles. What?
It is late.
When, do you remember the first time you ever had a slurp slurp?
Ask her not dirty.
It's like, well, what kind of podcast is this?
A dirty one.
An off-brand icy. Do you remember the first time? do you remember the first time you ever had one?
I don't. I just, I also have fond memories of walking to the convenience store up the street. And, and getting my I think they had, may have had an icy machine.
Nelly,
getting my
you grow up?
On. Oh, you know, in Naperville, Illinois.
Ah, suburbs.
And the
so we're 7-Elevens like kind of around.
Nape.
No.
No. The house that I like lived in until I was 10 was like around the corner from a Shell station.
Oh,
so
sure.
I don't think they didn't have Slurpee machines. They had icy machines.
Slush and, Puppy was also another one.
Yeah, yeah, Slush Puppy also trash. And then
I think they folded. So
the house that we moved into when I was 10 was down the street from like a it literally just said like Convenience Mart.
Oh wow!
It was a Marathon station. So I used to walk up to that Pizza by the Slice place up there and then get me a Slurpee.
Nice.
Or whatever brand it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all the same.
Flavor-wise, was it the same thing, or was
I feel like Coke and cherry are always kind of constants.
Yeah, even at movie theaters, they're like knockoff brands. Are it's always Coke,
cherry, and then blue raspberry. I feel like that's the
yeah,
one that's
yeah.
Always there.
Mountain Dew seems to be a big one too. If there's like really? A fourth, I see. I yeah. feel like I see
if
a
there's
more
only
Mountain
four,
Dew.
It is often those. And like, sometimes Mountain Dew is something else.
Yeah, like another like a red Mountain Dew or a blue Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
The old Baja Blast.
Would you remember the last time you had one besides right now?
Drinking
all of this one?
Right now. I get a little bit giddy and become a child every time we go to the movie theater. I don't really eat popcorn, so I'm always like if we go in the concession line at all, my husband knows I'm getting a Slurpee and he's getting popcorn. We divide and conquer. There it's an icy. Like, it's to the point that if we go to dinner beforehand, I will be like, I will purposely like only have one beer or not get a drink at dinner because I know that I'm gonna spend way too much money on an icy that I'm going to drink before the film starts.
$10 and 10,000 calories.
Yep. Worth it.
This was in the research, but I didn't say it because it wasn't as important. Cinemark theaters in like Texas and a few other states actually have Slurpee brand machines. And they're the only place you can get a Slurpee outside of 7-Eleven.
Okay.
So whatever their deal is that and that's that fucking cat. That cat
The cat you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
This is another episode. Hashtag not Rob. he made fun of me. Constant. Bobby, do you remember the first time you had a Slurpee?
No.
Slurp.
Possibly at I can't think of what there used to be. So in my neighborhood, there was like a pool, but it was like a private club, so it wasn't just open to the public.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were called.
So fancy. we of course had those at Naperville.
Yeah, of course. I'm coming from the suburbs of Detroit.
Country Club City.
But it wasn't. It was literally just like I'm calling it a country club. But it was no golf course or anything.
Yeah,
it was just
have a membership
pool.
To be in.
Yes,
yeah.
I can't think of what it was called, but I believe the snack bar there had them, and I would always try to get one. And when I was starting to learn my bike and being more adventurous to bike around. It, like right near the border of my town and the exactly identical suburb, there was a 7-Eleven. My friends and I would occasionally bike to grab a Slurpee, but I don't remember like the exact first time.
Well, you know, a young man, it doesn't matter.
But I will say this: 7-Eleven is my birthday, so my gift to the world is free Slurpees for everybody.
That's true.
Wow, I had no idea what a gift you had bestowed upon us.
You're welcome. And one day I'm going to take it away.
Yeah, 7-Eleven to Slurpee Day, you get a 7.11 ounce free Slurpee.
But I don't
remember first 1,000 customers.
Yeah, I don't remember that always being a thing, like the free Slurpee, but I do on my birthday. I will just walk in and go, it's my birthday. Can I have a free Slurpee?
I think it was 2002 when it started.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like it's last like how many years ago was it?
What year are you listening to this?
It's the future. No, there's one on my college campus. There was a 7-Eleven right outside my, right off my college campus. We'd walk to it occasionally.
I used to frequent the one in Wrigleyville before heading into the old I.O.
Sure.
I
would often,
those are good 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I would often run into Craigular at that Slurpee machine.
Craigular.
Grabbing like 8 Gatorades.
Yeah.
Man likes his Gatorade.
Hey there, getting a Slurpee? You boners.
What flavor?
What flavor you're getting?
Solid Craigular. Thanks. Teacher of the old I.O.
Yeah, great guy.
Maybe the new I.O.
I think so.
He is...
Josh, you remember the first time you had one?
I don't remember the first time similarly, but I remember I played a lot of recreational soccer growing up, and one of the big like memories I have of Slurpee is after a game, me, my dad, and my sister, if she was there, would go to 7-Eleven on the way home, and we would always get a Big Bite hot dog, and we'd always get either a Slurpee or a Big Gulp.
Sure, sure.
Slurp, slurp, Big Gulp.
7-Eleven only has beverages that tell you how to consume them.
Yeah.
Big bite, big gulp.
Yeah.
Two for one. I get it.
They're really not assuming the highest intelligence of their clientele.
Don't burn your mouth, coffee. It's really weird. They're
slow down chips.
Fire up chips.
Do you really need that tornado?
I don't remember the last time I had a Slurpee.
It's been a bit.
I got one when I went to go see Detective Pikachu the other day.
How is it?
It's delightful.
Is it sourly citrusy?
Yeah, it's incredibly Slurp. It's incredibly tart.
I like it. I will see that. I haven't yet.
It's a very good Pokemon movie. That's not to be used as a qualifier.
Are you a diehard Pokemon fan?
No.
Are you a Pokemon fan? Why'd you go see it then?
I play Pokemon Go on my phone, and I've played some of the Game Boy games, but I never watched the cartoon, and I never collected.
The movie made me want to re-download Pokemon Go, because I kind of gave up on it. I was like, this is fine. Do you have a favorite Pokemon? Top of your head.
Probably Jigglypuff, because that's just who I always play in Super Smash.
Yeah.
Solid. Rob, favorite Pokemon?
One of the lizards.
Okay.
I don't know.
Done.
Psyduck. I'll go with Psyduck.
Psyduck, pretty solid in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite Pokemon, Josh?
I don't, but I have a couple that we reference constantly in my house. Me and my roommate, whenever we see something we want, we do drowsy fingers. Because in the Pokemon Go app, he's always like twiddling his fingers like, I want that. So we see something good, we're like, ooh, drowsy fingers.
Gross.
yeah, it's gross. And then the turtle Slurp with the rockets on the back. Blastoise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Go Turtles. Hashtag Go Turtles. Natalie.
Yes. Wow. What a serious dramatic turn.
This is.
Pardon me while I slurp, slurp.
Slurp.
Sorry. She keeps doing it in the mic. We're asking her not to.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's so loud.
Do it off. Do you need a napkin or something? Okay.
Natalie.
We're good.
Yeah. You've almost choked already.
Twice.
Several times. It's kind of my signature move.
So, nobody isolate that.
I didn't think of it.
Because I'm a pervert.
I truly choke on most food.
It's after 10 p.m. I'm dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Robin's dark. He keeps talking about, like, the future and, like, his end-of-life plans.
Racism.
Here's my shallow grave.
It's got to be shallow because I'm lazy. You like what we're doing right here, right? You having fun?
I hate it. I love it. No, I love it.
Twist.
Damn.
M. Night Shyamalan does.
A twist.
But you would rather be here.
I'd rather be here.
And this is your dream location to have a Natalie-style half-Coke, half-Wild Cherry Slurpee. Where would that be?
Oh, okay.
Remember, time and all that stuff does not matter. It can be
rules don't exist.
Time, space. Rules do not exist.
Okay, well then, first things first. I am for sure wearing a one-piece bathing suit. Because if rules don't exist, then that means that I can find a one-piece that fits my torso length.
You are tall.
Designers that are listening to Popping Bottles. Clothe Natalie in your one-piece bathing suit.
I will keep trying them on, and I will keep not being able to wear them. But, okay, ooh, all right. I am a weirdo who I do enjoy a Slurpee in the winter times. However,
very Canadian of you.
Also, I like milkshakes when it's cold. It doesn't bother me. I like ice cream. If I want it, I'm going to have it. I don't care the weather.
It's getting warmer. It's getting warmer in Chicago. So let's dream. I'm wearing a sensible one-piece swimsuit.
Fix it on this one.
Yeah.
Really important.
What color is it?
Ooh, American flag.
Okay.
USA. Right.
And I'm in a hammock.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Good.
Somebody else is holding the Slurpee for me so that my hands are free for books and things.
Some sort of
is
butler.
It two large men like waving palms as you just to cool you off?
Well, they can't wave the palms and hold a Slurpee. And who needs a palm when you have a Slurpee to cool you off?
Nothing cooler than a Slurpee.
Well, fuck my ideas.
Hashtag not Rob. Come on, Rob.
I say no to you,
Damn.
Rob.
No answer.
I hadn't really thought much past the swimsuit.
Been having trouble finding a swimsuit?
Yeah.
It's just really on my mind.
How often do you go swimming?
I see your sketchbook, and you just have a swimsuit written 100 times.
Swimsuits that would fit me. If they
question
existed.
Marks on top of them.
Yeah.
Well, I like the ones with like cutouts and stuff, and I'm like, that's the cutouts are going to be in the wrong place on me because the they're whole like everything. Yeah, they're like this. Or like,
sure.
Yeah. But definitely hammock. Definitely swimsuit. I'm
hands-free Slurpee.
Hands-free Slurpee action. I'm on a beach, but not like the sandy part of a beach because sand is trash.
Take that, Glad.
take that erosion. And like a real beach, not Centennial Beach in Naperville or Lake Michigan.
Ouch. Lake Michigan's a beach, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
But like, also, it's not humid because I'm going to be really picky about this beach climate.
This is a dream location. Be as picky as you want.
Yeah, you know what? I will have beefcakes holding my Slurpee. And you know what? One of them can hold my Kindle for me, too.
Oh, Kindle. Paperwhack?
So my hands aren't doing anything. They're just dangling.
Pure lounge.
Pure lounge.
I'm trying to think of music. I'm a sound person. So I'm like, what music is playing? I think it's a mariachi man. I'm gonna go full mariachi.
I like it.
I have an idea where you might be. Naperville.
Crushed it.
Home of the mariachis.
I've had the occasion to like hang out with a legit mariachi band, and I was like, I could listen to this for an extended period of time. Actually,
my uncle played trumpet in a mariachi band.
Oh, okay. Really?
And it was delightful every time.
Cool.
Yeah, there's you can't be in a bad mood. Mm-mm. If
it's just good music.
Yeah, I worked on those Bud Light whatever USA events, and we woke people up with a mariachi band. And
you went to a town?
Yeah.
Whatever you were saying.
And in the hotels, like one of the mornings, there's a bunch of different wake up calls, and the wake up call that I was in charge of was just shadowing this mariachi band, and it was a great morning for me. We also handed out like 7-Eleven coffee.
Oh.
And like and donuts and shit.
Really selling this.
Yeah. I would go to whatever.
I think that's all I've got for my dream location to enjoy this.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Bobby?
My dream location?
Yep.
Okay. You're also in a one-piece bathing suit.
I'm in a one-piece
bathing suit.
So in this scenario...
It's like traveling pants. It just all fits us.
It all magically fits for some reason. The holes are in the right spot. So in this scenario...
The front.
I'm king.
Okay.
I've been king of America... For, let's say, 10 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've banned certain things. I'm not crazy.
No.
I've taken some things away. But on my birthday, which is a royal holiday.
7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. At 12 midnight, I go give the people what they want.
And now,
go ahead.
Midnight the day of your... Or like midnight into the
from
day?
From midnight, from 12:01 to 11:59.
Yeah.
From 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. Technically my birthday on 7-Eleven, I tell my servants beep beep bunch of beefcakes.
Always beefcakes.
Always beefcakes. Gotta have the beefcakes. I go give the people what they want. And all day, there are slurpees just everywhere. I have giant machines rolled in. People can swim in them if they want to. They are just kind of delivered around, like just beefcakes walking around holding them on trays of all sorts of flavors. Any flavor you want, we probably have it. But then at 12 midnight,
we take it away.
It's gone for a whole year. For a whole year. Because people will crave it. They'll want it, but they won't overdo it. So that's my dream scenario.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a heavy duty. And then I go back to like tyranny and pillaging and all that stuff. You know, like king.
Yeah.
Kingly things.
Yeah. American king stuff.
Yeah. Josh. What was yours?
In my dream location?
Yeah.
To have a
delicious
Natalie
Slurpee. Still sounds dirty.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about them calling it Natalie Slurpee.
Hey, do you guys have Natalie Slurpee?
No, dude. they're out of coke. I had to get Detective Pikachu Slurpee. Oh, let me tell you. It's got electric powers.
It does.
Anyway, my dream location, very easily. So this is the thing. I am a veteran, and the American flag they drape over my casket.
Which I will later turn into a one-piece bathing suit that fits me.
You stole my bit, but...
Fair. That's fair.
She thinks faster than I can talk.
I think the veteran threw us off for a little bit. What?
Upon my deathbed, I rise out of my casket.
Oh, okay, cool.
I take the American flag that was draped upon me, and I fashion into a bathing suit that fits me just so.
Oh, wow. I never saw that coming.
The cutouts are in all the right places.
Yeah. It shows off your ass.
That's right.
Yeah, the cutouts are right on his ass.
Yeah, right on his ass.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ooh, it's breezy.
It's not a thong, though. There's still a strip of fabric, like, just cupping the cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tasteful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like chaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
plus
guess.
Plus a top part.
Also, in my scenario, I'm a beefcake.
Natch.
Yeah, without all the work, boom. I like the idea of being somewhere warm. That does appeal to me. Let's say I go to where they filmed the first Star Wars, Episode 4. I'm in what appears to be Tatooine, tons of sand, which I hear is trash. It's coarse. It's
I will
everywhere.
Not visit you in this.
Some people hate sand because it's coarse and gets everywhere.
It does.
I'm okay with it. I'm in one of those little hovels, little houses. I've stumbled upon it. My Uncle Owen and my Aunt Peru have been burned to death. I'm a veteran of the Galactic Wars. I come home and I see my the people that have raised me, my aunt, my uncle, burned to a crisp. I'm very sad. I'm wearing my American bikini. One piece, sorry. A sensible, revealing one piece.
If it was a bikini, we could all have it.
Yeah.
But not all of us can have a one piece, it seems.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm at Target. I'm at wherever women shop their clothes. And I have a slurping machine that I remembered was in the basement. I dust it off. The only way to honor my burned aunt and uncle is to drink them. So I grind them into a paste. I put them in the machine. I had a little carbon dioxide or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Flavor mix and water.
This is your dream location?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
I make a Slurpee out of my fallen
Uncle Owen
relatives.
And Owen and Fur.
Yeah, who have fallen. For whatever reason. I'm drinking my Slurpee, and I decide, you know what? I'm going to find Old Ben, and I'm going to go on
old
a
crazy
space
Ben?
Yeah, he lives past the I'm going to go on a space adventure. My resolve is set. And for some reason, I feel like this would be the starting point of at least 8 other stories.
Yeah, there's a lot there. There's a lot
that's
there.
My dream location.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was convoluted.
I feel like you could also enjoy a Slurpee on Hoth. So
you could.
Oh yeah, you know Hoth, the planet, it has the most Slurpees per capita out of all the planets in the Galactic Empire.
I believe it. They just have like a steady supply of ice.
They love it.
I love it.
Not as much energy to like keep it cool.
Oh yeah, they just put them right in the front yard.
And when the snows, that's all you can do that with beverages.
If I came to visit your dream location to enjoy a Slurpee, I would find your dream location's version of rapper and television host Xzibit. And I would ask him to pimp my pod racer. But the only thing I would tell him about myself was that I loved Slurpees, so that they wouldn't know what to do other than to put a Slurpee machine in the trunk of my pod racer.
Or it would look like a giant Slurpee cup.
Also that.
Oh, very fun. And then you like look at the camera, you're like, no, that's what I call a pod racer.
Yeah. I wouldn't visit either of your scenarios because I'm a king. I have king things.
you don't need us.
I'm a king. Fair. You come visit me.
You've been against the Republic since day one.
Look, I stand what I stand for.
When I'm chancellor, things will change. Nat.
Yes.
How's your Slurpee? I don't know why you're laughing. I said a very, very undirty question.
True, but
that's
I think
how
it was
I anticipated the slurp, and it didn't happen.
Oh, I see.
I think I just learned that I can't drink beverages around either one of you.
She's going to die of thirst.
Slurpees have a clock on them.
They really do.
Because when we got them, they were nice and frosty, and now they're like liquidy and... I like the like ice that congeals on the top, like because like the syrup's at the bottom and you mix it up. Also, we neglected to mention the little shovel spoon.
Yeah, we also have neglected to make this noise.
Some people hate that noise.
I the icy in a paper cup. I feel like ices last longer because they're in the paper.
But the icy in
the paper cup with the straw noise is just like. Is the sound of a movie theater in my head. I used to work at an AMC, and I used to just, like, walk by the Slurpee machine and just, like, kind of, like, take, like, little pulls of, make little mini Natalie Slurpees.
Little shots. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Well, Slurpees, they're not supposed to last. You buy it and you drink it immediately. So
yeah, which
I'm
is why
save
I don't
this for later.
Why are there ones this large?
Yeah, we got
drinking them.
We got the big ones.
We're getting there.
I'm going to be up till 6.
Does it say the... Oh, we have... The large was the suicide, and then the extra large was the ones we
the
had.
Big
XL.
XL, baby!
Also, fun facts.
Fun facts.
This probably... Like I said, I get sick a lot.
No.
When I had mono...
the kissing.
Don't know where I got it. I genuinely have no idea.
Sharing toilet seats.
I called everybody that I smooched that summer and was like, have you had mono in the last 6 months?
Uncle Owen? Camperoo?
Have you guys had mono in the last 6 months? You can carry it for a while. It never leaves your system.
Wait, it doesn't?
No, it's like chicken pox. It's just very, very rare for it to like flare back up, just like with chicken pox. Technically, once you have it, it is always it's
chicken
always
pox.
There.
The kissing disease.
No.
No. Nothing turns me on than somebody who has duct tape oven mitts to their hands so that they don't scratch themselves.
Is that what you did?
No, I'm pretty sure that's from an episode of Full House.
I never had the chicken pox.
What?
And I tried. When my cousins had them, I went over. When my best friends growing up had them, I went over. Never caught them.
You were too thirsty for the pox.
Oh, so thirsty.
Do you share bath water?
Desperate.
Yeah, that's how you get it.
Share bath water?
If you share bath water?
No. What am I, a hick?
Yeah, as opposed to mono, where you get it where you when you share mouth water.
Oh, I was kissing everybody.
I love smooching.
Smooch, smooch.
This is my kissing cousin, Rob. He's trying to get chicken pox. This is 30 years later.
He keeps trying. When I had mono, like, the worst symptom I had was, like my throat was, like, I was... Like in college, so it should have been. Oh. I call it sexy mono, is when you know that you got it from another person. I didn't have sexy mono, to my knowledge. But I would get, my throat was like killing me, and my friend was like, go get a Slurpee. And I was like, what?
What?
And she's like, go get a
Slurpee. Oh, that's way better than ice cream.
It was the best decision ever. And then I gave mono to my now husband, but at the time we had just started dating. And I kept being like, get a Slurpee. And that wasn't, his symptom wasn't really the throat. But I kept bringing him Slurpees. He kept like, his symptom was that he literally couldn't stay awake for more than like 45 minutes at a time.
Wow. He's like, thank you. And then out the window, there's like a tower of Slurpees.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's very sweet.
I've got sexy narcoleptic mono.
Yes.
Oh,
God. He still married me.
To this day?
You have a horrible disease.
To this day, depending on when you're listening to this.
I'm leaving him tomorrow.
Oh, nice. That's a big day for you.
Mm-hmm.
Better fuel up with the delicious
Slurpee.
Slurp, slurp. Snarf, snarf. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're, yep.
Yeah, I was like, is that a Pokemon?
Thundercats.
Yeah, Thundercats. Now.
Yes.
We have another segment on the show, which I'm so smoothly transitioning to right now, and that is called...
Cork It.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot!
Where we talk about a beverage that you absolutely hate, despise, revile, is evil, should be taken into a machine made from a car air conditioner and exploded in Kansas City in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
What beverage is that? A. Subsection B. How are we going to get rid of it?
Okay. I guess to stay on brand, I think that that beverage is slush puppies or slushies.
Whoa! So
I
close.
Truly
yeah.
despise
wow.
them.
Wow.
I just wow. don't like loose...
Oh, wow.
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 I don't like just loose ice in thick sugar juice.
Yeah, give like me... this serving, like a raspa? Or like a...
raspa?
Yeah. A snow cone, that's sort of a deal.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind a snow cone because the snow cone's more packed. There's a something
ice?
Like... there's just something like, I don't know, gross man. About it. About, I just, I also get, I also, they, to me, I immediately think of on like a road trip, I would, well, we'll like stop at, to get gas and I'll get excited about like, oh, I'm going to get myself like an icy. And then you walk in and all they have is that GD slush puppy machine.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
And it's just very disappointing.
So the main difference is Slurpees are more...
They're like fluffy. They're like
Slurpees.
Slurpees and icy.
Icy they use it's just ice normally. There's no fancy.
Yeah, slush puppies is just like the little like little ice pellets.
It's like
basically.
Chipped
that's
ice
what I thought.
And then flavored liquid
water.
Yeah,
water.
It's like a melted,
but it's like
cone.
Thicker. Yeah, yeah so it's
water.
Like the
it's like a syrup.
Yeah,
you're right. They're gross.
They're super gross.
Syrup.
See, yeah, you can't even
water.
They're not
water.
Even as fun. They don't tell you how to enjoy them.
Water.
Wow. I don't know how to slush a puppy. I don't want any of that.
Wow.
What
sounds
is
gross.
A puppy slush?
I think it's when you dunk a puppy in like that icy
yeah.
snow melt
so
around the bed.
A slush puppy sounds like I'm just going to be drinking yellow snow.
Yeah.
Yeah it does.
And I
give
think
her a slush puppy, dude.
I think I would destroy it by I'd wear a yes sensible one piece cat suit full
oh,
body
better this is better
and
you,
a
with a head
ski
piece?
Mask
yes okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd break into whatever this gas station is that has insulted me with this slush puppy and I would rip it off of the counter.
Damn,
and then
strong.
I'd run around and I kind of like slosh it around like you would with like a can of gasoline. But I'm hearing with the slush puppy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as I'm walking out, I would toss a match over my back because I'm pretty sure that it'll ignite. And
it's
but
pure
I'm not.
Chemicals.
But I won't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't know because I won't
never look
no, behind
you can't
me.
Look back, no matter what
and
you hear.
Walk away, and I'll like, I'll pull my mask off and shake my hair out.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah. That's how I would destroy it.
This is pretty good.
I like that,
Bobby.
Yeah, buddy.
We've got to destroy slush puppies.
Okay,
and they're canned.
Great. So in this scenario, I've been king for America for about 10 years. And on July 12th, after our giant Slurpee party, I go, from here on out, because I put on a fake British accent because I'm king. From here on out, anything that's not technically a Slurpee shall be thrown into the ocean. And then people are like, what about the animals and stuff in there? And I go, my bad. We'll create a large tank. Thank you for the feedback.
A tank for the animals or a tank for the Slurpee?
I haven't decided yet. Stop, peasants.
We got to build it first anyway.
It's a real Boston Tea Party situation.
Yeah, that's what we'll do that. We're going to throw it all in the ocean. I don't care. I'm king. Now everyone's saying happy birthday again.
So we just throw it all in the ocean, basically.
You throw it all in the ocean?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. I fix it. So we take it all because it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
We take it north. And we patch up all the polar ice caps,
yay.
Which
this
then makes
helpful.
The world colder again.
Yeah.
Science.
Yeah.
And for like a few years, I'm like, we did it!
Yeah.
For 3 years.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah, until you're ready.
And it's like, oh, we're idiots.
So you're out of power.
Yeah, man.
Pass it to the next king.
Yeah.
Or queen.
Or whatever, yeah.
Monarch.
Josh.
That's me.
How would you get rid of Slurpees, or the things that aren't Slurpees?
Slush puppies.
Slush puppies
and
icies and water. Wateries.
So this is the thing. I'm in Mexico.
Okay. Why?
Great sandy knot beaches, okay. Lots of beefcakes, mariachi bands. Mm. There's three.
He
very,
followed me.
Yeah. I was in the plane bag. Hello. There was these three beefcakes, right?
Beefcake.
And they were, there was this amazing bathing suit that was, it had some girl in it. And these three beefcakes were around her, like,
when
doing
I get
stuff
the
for
third
the
beefcake.
Two for the palm fronds, one for the Slurpee.
Definitely
oh,
four.
No. When, oh, yeah. Was it four?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was it palm frond, Slurpee, and then Kindle?
Yeah. Because I'm imagining two palm fronds.
Three beefcakes, one guy, and one other guy who's attractive, but not really my style.
He's
like,
working on
it. Yeah. I wouldn't call him
real
a beefcake.
Real butterface.
Yeah. Yeah. Woof.
Put a glasses and beard on the guy.
Yeah, check out that ass, though.
Anyway, so they just got off a gig working for this lady. And we're all at the bar laughing, you know. My uncle was in the mariachi band that was playing, and so he invited me down
uncle
there.
Uncle Ben's in the mariachi band.
Yeah, with great power. And we're all laughing, having fun. and I tell them, guys, I hate slush puppies. Like, they're evil. They need to die. And they all, like, kind of, like, record scratch. They all look at me, and they're like, we do, too. And I was like, guys, you're very attractive. You're very strong. What if we just used you guys as muscles? Well, the mariachi band will play outside. The convenience store owner will go outside to see, oh, what, this is so nice. And as they're outside, you guys take the machines and just destroy them. Just, like, smash them up. Empty them. Break them. Put in a car air conditioner, let's say, instead of, like, the actual cooling device. And they all agree to it. Over the course of the next 15 years, we traveled to every convenience store, every movie theater, every collector of vintage drinkware
yeah.
from gas stations, convenience stores, and do this exact same plan. We destroy every slush puppy machine.
Yeah.
Anything that's not 7-Eleven branded.
Or is it the movie theater and Slurpee?
Yeah.
At the end of this, we all meet back at the same bar where we hatched this plan. This is 15 years later. We're a little bit grayer in the temple.
Am I still king?
You're still king.
Nice.
Am I pissed because nobody's been holding my Slurpees or palming my fronds?
No, look, lady, beefcakes are a dime a dozen. You're going to be fine.
Fair.
No,
yeah. You didn't even notice they left, and they were very hurt by that.
They all look the same to me.
Yeah.
Second, I was distracted by my own sensible one piece.
Second shift beefcakes came on. Stunt doubles.
They're all named Chad.
Yeah. Oh, man. And that one Chad, you know what? He's not my type.
No. But that ass.
Yeah. So we have, in this beach, we've hidden the last functioning working Slurpee, or slush puppy machine. We all meet down at the same beach. We meet up. We all pour a shot of slush puppy. And we raise it. We clink them together. We raise it. And we say, to a job well done. And we throw it behind us and then beat the shit out of that last slush puppy machine. And that would be my dream location to destroy all slush puppies.
I dig it.
Love it.
Thank you.
Nice. Well done.
And I didn't spoil any of your bits.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I had this great vet of a galactic war. Clone Wars? Anyway. Slurp.
Slurp,
I think the sugar rush is dying down a bit.
Sugar rush gives way to sugar crash.
Sugar crash.
Sugar crush. I'm going to go make a cocktail.
Okay.
Do you want to use mine? Mine has more ice in it still, it seems. Unless I'm a liar. You do you. You do you. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. I've never bartended.
Cutting all this out.
Go make your drink.
Toit.
I didn't realize. So here's a dumb thing I didn't realize. Yeah. I thought, to me, in my mind, I'm like, oh, women just, their bathing suits, you just buy it as one, even if it's a toothpaste. Toothpaste?
Mm-hmm.
A two-piece.
I cover myself in toothpaste.
Yeah, which, that's why you're very burnt.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize. I didn't realize you had to buy like the top and the bottom come separately, even though you can get them matching. That's mm-hmm. gonna be frustrating as hell.
Oh, it's just another way to charge us twice as much
sure.
money.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can still when I was a kid, like when you're buying like children's two pieces,
yeah.
They're usually sold
hot,
together.
Hot kids.
Yes. Oh no.
Sorry. They shouldn't.
Those usually come together.
Okay.
But it's like the second they're like, this kid has an allowance or it can is of a legal working age.
Can we get more money? What a pain in the butt.
How many lawns did they mow? We're gonna take it all. But then it's kind of nice because you don't always need the same size on top as you need
on
bottom.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And from a cost perspective, it's a real pain in the ass, though.
That makes sense.
And one piece is just mystify me.
Well, yeah, you're a tall gal.
I don't have that long of a torso, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't comment. I feel weird commenting.
you know what I've always said about that one? Real long
torso. Hot chow. Short skirt, long torso. No, but I'm a tall guy. But people think my legs are taller. I have a tall torso.
Oh.
Because I'm like getting fitted for something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, waist this, length this. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, dude. I buy pants all the goddamn time. My legs are shorter. I have a long back.
I know what my size is. Natalie. Yeah, I have a rule whenever I see a romper or a jumpsuit and I try it on and it fits me, I buy it.
Do you like rompers?
I love jumpsuits.
Okay.
Speak up.
Because they don't look... people look good in them,
yeah.
But it just seems like kind of a hassle. Because in the bathroom, you gotta take it all off, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You feel sexy until you're sitting like naked on a toilet.
Sure. Yeah. In a public toilet.
In a public restroom. I went to a show that my sister's company manager of for opening night. I'm always her opening night date.
Yeah.
And at one point, I had to go up to her and be like, "Hey, can you pass me my zipper?" Because I was wearing a jumpsuit that zipped all the way up to my neck, and so I couldn't reach it from behind. So she just had to like pull it down like 4 inches so that I could reach it. And then when I was done, I came back out and I was like, "Can you get me back up?
Can you get me back up, please?"
Trying to. I feel like once you move in with like a guy that or a gal that you're dating, like if you've lived alone. And then you live with somebody, like, you suddenly forget how to do anything for yourself. I used to be able to, like, get, like, zip my shit back up. And I used to be able to open pickle jars and and can't do any of that anymore.
You become domesticated.
Yeah.
She refuses to eat pickles.
That's the system, really.
And these little things is, like, living... I have a roommate, but not a significant other. But Pat, former guest, Brian Houlihan. Good dude. But yeah, there are some things where like I've been going to a lot of weddings this summer, and like as I'm walking in, maybe I'll run into someone. They're like, "Come here," and they'll fix my collar because I just didn't notice
it.
Like I look in the mirror, I'm like, "Good," but like back here, it's a little fudged.
Yeah,
I don't know. So what I'm saying is, find someone you love, settle down with this person,
and make them open all of your pickle jars,
and make her fix all your collars or him, whatever. Yeah. It's 2019. Do whatever you want.
Yeah,
whatever.
Just get your goddamn collar
get
on right.
Your shit.
Together. I don't care who does it.
I don't care who does it.
Rob, why aren't you married?
Oh, Josh. I don't know.
He's holding out for tomorrow when I leave my husband.
That's true. I think her and I are going to work like that.
Like a one-piece American flag
like a one-piece American flag bathing suit that fits everybody.
All right. We made a cocktail.
This glass left this room emptier than it returned.
All of our cocktails, we name it after our guests. This cocktail is no exception. This is called a Natta Freeze.
Any relation to Mr. Freeze? Is he my dad?
What if you're his mom?
Oh.
Twist.
So please feel free to... you probably need to spin it some more. It was blended in a hashtag Vitamix. But, which I promised to bring back... My roommate.
Nope, it's mine.
No, Bobby stole it.
Plugged in.
Feel free to sip on it. We'll talk about what you taste. We'll give it a letter grade. And then I'll tell you what's in it. All
right. Well, also, I'm going to share with you guys the best way to...
And to let you taste this, I will not do the sound effect.
Please don't.
No, I won't do the sound effect.
But also, this is how you properly mix a beverage. You blow bubbles into it.
I will say, for the listeners at home, there wasn't a bunch of bubbles.
Just one big one.
As a Slurpee. As a Slurpee is mostly ice. Yeah. It was just one big glug.
You ever heard of the Bay tar pits? You see just what it was.
Yeah, remember in Charlie or Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
One kid gets sucked up.
The gusts like, bloop. Yeah, bloop.
Yeah.
I was thinking End of Terminator. Fat fuck.
Remember
the Terminator? When it goes to gloop, gets sucked.
Of course, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
The best one.
That's what we all think of when we think of Terminator.
The moment I think of Terminator. Did you guys see Arnold Schwarzenegger get like kicked in the back the other day?
That was wild.
He's at some place in like Johannesburg, and he's like just Snapchatting, because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, a bunch of kids jump roping. And you see a guy in the background like say something and wave. Then he disappears for like a moment. Then he comes flying in and like kicks him in the back.
What?
And he says, I need a Lamborghini.
Yeah, apparently he was like some crazed fan. Like his
security. I think he was like a prankster. Or he had done stuff like that before.
The article I read about it said he was a crazed fan. But Arnold's security was on him immediately. Like Arnold fell and they're like, nope, this asshole.
Yeah.
Try your beverage.
I was engaged in this conversation about the Schwarzenegger.
Don't do it. Just gotta drink it and enjoy it.
As opposed to just drinking it and holding it in my mouth while I cry laugh.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have some. I'll have some of those.
Who's the woman in Terminator 3? The one who plays the new Terminator?
Linda Hamilton.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay. I had my sip.
And?
Feel so fruity.
Oh.
Am I supposed to? Am I guessing what's in it, or am
I?
No, I
mean, I'll tell you what's in it. I just wanted you to have an unbiased set.
Yeah.
We have the Natalie version of a Slurpee as the base.
That's cherry first, bitches.
That's right. Then we have
bitches.
We've blended that with frozen Michigan cherries.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
To that, we've added vanilla vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, we've added some actual cherry Coke.
Oh, the real stuff.
The real stuff. Yeah, from a can, 12 ounces. Not a full can, but just sort of to blend it out.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, I thought I had packed it. I was going to top it with whipped cream. Did not have that.
I think the whipped cream would have been a little nice.
Yeah, give a little more body.
Because vanilla vodka.
You drunk?
Probably.
You drunk,
bro? Every day, all day. I've been drinking. I've been drinking. Yeah. Hashtag drunk Rob. The vanilla vodka takes over quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's good, and I would try it again.
See, I wouldn't have guessed vanilla vodka. I was trying to figure out. I actually thought it was. I thought it might be like Bacardi.
Sure.
I was trying to figure out.
I tasted it as I was drinking it. You said the vanilla, and I'm like, oh, that's immediately what. Because
I was like, it's not just like rum. I think it's like a flavored rum, but vanilla vodka makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like you need to like swirl it up, because if it just settles, you'll probably get more vodka than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, you don't swirl it. You gotta blow one bubble through it.
Yeah.
That's how you mix that shit.
Sounds gross. Welcome to the tar pits, kids. Tar is taking over our planet.
Is it Walter Matthau?
Oh, it's me, Walter Matthau. I hate Jack Lemmon, my neighbor friend.
I love the tar
aren't
pits.
Aren't we just an odd couple?
Aren't we a couple of grumpy old men?
He truly was a menace, that Dennis.
Well, hello, Dolly. He's in that.
Oh, he's so good.
I love Walter Matthau.
Holy cabooses.
Yeah, it's better a little. Yeah, it's one of those.
It's got to keep going.
Constantly mix it. Yeah.
But
ice cream would have been great too, just to thicken it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
ooh, like make it a float.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little float shake.
A little float shake.
Yeah.
Do you have ice cream? We can.
No, I'm trying to be better about that stuff. Says the man drinking the Pikachu flavored Slurpee at 11 a.m.
It's a mystery flavor.
11 a.m. What day is it?
We're all gonna die.
Find us in shallow grave. Wait. Death by mono.
She's pulling out a knife.
Yeah, she got a knife.
Everyone mononucleosis, but that's not what's going to get you.
Oh, God.
It's going to be this knife.
The curse.
Oh, her knife's name was Mono.
Uh-huh.
Twist.
It's the brand.
It's a monkey.
It's a Ginsu. Natalie,
mm-hmm.
You got to give it a letter grade. You won't hurt our feelings, especially not Rob's.
I didn't, Megan.
Rob has zero emotional investment in this.
That's how I live my life.
Like most of this.
Isn't this one? I'm going to sip it again. Someone. There's so many Slurpee cups on the table right now.
Plus that one with Groupon mug.
There is a woman at Groupon mug.
There is, yeah.
And I'm using it because I'm a woman.
I have several Groupon glasses.
Branded items.
I'm like imagining it with like the ice cream or the whipped cream, and I feel like that would probably bump it up like at least a half letter grade. Well, I can't grade it on something I'm only imagining. I would give it a solid B.
Nice.
I think some whipped cream or some ice cream would like maybe bump it up to like an A-. I will say I am biased because I don't tend to like vodka. But the reason I don't tend to like vodka is because it's always mixed with something insanely sweet. And sure. I chose the sweet drink. That's that was on me.
Would you say it's too sweet?
Would you like to up the sweet?
Too sweet.
Too sweet. We've lost our minds.
Hashtag not Rob.
Rob left a week ago.
Yeah. I'm not even here.
Yeah, Rob's been dead for years.
Shallow
grave. Solid B. I'll take solid it. B. You know why?
B's get degrees.
That's right. Cheers.
Cheers.
This is not the end of the thing, cheers.
No. Early cheers.
Wow, slurp, good slurp. Slurp.
Yeah, thanks. It's not how, for some reason, it didn't sound like my earlier slurps. Let me maybe try to get deeper. Here I go.
A slurp.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, it's all about that straw placement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta get that deep slurp.
I don't ever shovel straw, only to mix. No. I never, like, I know a lot of people will pull it out and eat it. I don't do that.
I think the shovel straw is pointless. Yeah, it's for mixing, but you can't.
I like it.
Hang on, let me finish my goddamn thought. Oh,
wow. Great.
Rob's thinking.
No, slurp. The shovel straw is worthless. Mixing it is okay, but you can't eat with it. It's like a Dairy Queen when you get a Blizzard or something. You gotta have that thick spoon. You need a thick spoon for a thick ass drink.
Would you like to be the big spoon, the little spoon, or the
thick spoon? Why can't I be all three, baby?
I wanna be a Demitasse. That's the littlest spoon I can think of.
Who's that? Who's that person?
I'm a little Demitasse.
What's your name, little Demitasse food?
Hi, my name is Twinkle. Twinkle Starburn. Stargazer.
Okay.
My and papa died in the Rebel Wars on Tatooine.
All right, Star Wars.
I'm back, baby.
I was concerned that this little orphan spoon was lost, but now I don't care about it anymore.
No, she's part of the Rebels.
Yeah,
sure. The Rebel Alliance.
Nailed it.
I'm trying to get rid of as king.
And I'm just trying to commercialize
beefcakes.
I was going to say the flags of nations, but also beefcakes.
Patriotic swimwear.
Mm-hmm.
What would your swimwear company be called? Natural born citizens.
Nat your size.
Because it's everyone's size. Because they seamlessly.
It's not. It's Nat your size.
Nat
your size. It's everyone's size.
Grab a wave.
Grab a wave?
Grab that's a wave. Fun. That's not bad.
I don't know how I feel about the word grab in any swimwear.
I'm sorry. My last name is Grabowski. And so it's quick to sort into grab. And I understand. I'm aware of the world.
Mine would be called the House of Woodcock. Hashtag Phantom Thread.
I remember a while ago I was talking about the House of Woodcock. The Phantom Thread.
It's so aggressive.
You know how you get bored with friends and you just start doing bits? Mm-hmm. We're coming up with wedding hashtags. Like, oh, so-and-so came together. What would their wedding hashtag be? And I'm like, everything is just going to be grab something.
Yeah.
Because that's how my last name is. I'm sorry, folks.
We got grab.
Did you have a wedding hashtag?
Yeah, I purposely made it super just dumb.
What was it?
It was just Young Mules.
Okay.
Like 2015. Because my married last name is Younger, so very easy to have just done Forever Younger.
Oh, sure.
Or whatever. And I was like, nah.
Did you have one?
No.
Okay.
We did.
You got married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
Wasn't tax dodge.
No.
Yeah, what's it to you, huh?
Yeah.
I think we did...
Who's asking?
I think we did Sorry He's Taken or Sorry She's Taken. I don't think we did like a fun last
one. Sure, yeah.
Because it was sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Can I share my favorite wedding hashtag?
Yeah, sure.
It was the unofficial wedding hashtag for a wedding I went to a few years ago. It was Shrek so hard, you shit.
Shrek.
I won't explain it.
Please don't.
Yeah,
I won't.
It's perfect.
Not until I'm off the mic.
Perfect. Speaking of off the mic,
mm-hmm.
Natalie. We've come to the end of the show.
This
is the standard song we sing at the end.
Natalie, do you have anything
Should I come in at a harmony?
No!
Whoa. He's very protective.
It's our song. Natalie, is there anything you want to plug where people can see you or hear you or whatever?
What do you care about?
Oh, I don't care about a lot of things.
Hashtag younger forever.
Forever, yeah.
Anything I would want to plug, you can find if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Natty Younger. That's nice. Natty spelled N-A-T-T-Y. Nice. Younger spelled like younger sister.
Okay.
I love it. Sold.
Bobby?
What?
You got a thing you push, play?
Oh, sure. Play? You can see me at the old Comedy Sports. You can hear me at my other podcast, Talking Shop, with James Dugan.
I don't care for that one.
Where we sit down, it's my mistress. We sit down with an improviser or comedian in town, we just talk shop. Or you can see me at, that's it.
Redacted?
No, Redacted. We're doing May 29th, Tremors, the stage reading of Tremors. Then June something will be stage reunion of Can't Hardly Wait. It's going to be super. Yes,
it's
fun.
Next week. Come out. Oh, yeah, it's next week. Tremors.
Come to Tremors. It'll be super fun.
Dude, the first Tremors was
featuring
so good.
Past guest Kellen Tarrant.
Kellen of Fernet Branca.
Fernet
fame.
Branca. Yeah.
Which, you know, was fine.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Josh, anything you want to plug?
No. If you're listening to this, then you're doing the thing I want you to do.
Yeah. Should we talk about $5 You Call It?
$5 Popping Bottles podcast is home of the 5-star You Call It. You rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
And I give you $5.
We'll give you $5. 5-star You Call It. You, instead of doing a, let us know your favorite shot.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know your favorite shot. We'll do it on air. We'll cheers you.
Yeah, well, I like that.
And, yeah, we'll do that. We're in the process of finding a weird Scandinavian obscure liqueur.
I think we go to that bar and steal it.
we should just do a remote there.
Yeah,
any beverages you want to hear, let us know on our Twitter or Facebook.
No.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
There was beverage news. Oh, there was beverage news. There was a... There's a bunch of monks that found an old beer recipe that was like so... I'm doing this very vaguely. But they just started brewing it again. It's 12% alcohol by volume.
Oh.
I was reading this in The Guardian today, and it was very interesting. I was like, I should save this and talk about it.
I love drunk monks.
Drunk monks.
Well, I wish we are drunk monks. Can we get a suggestion of anything at all?
Whoosh. That's a good name, though. Drunk monks.
Drunk monks.
I would either perform on that team or go see that punk band.
Yeah.
That's it. So we have a final thing. A final. Everybody grab your beverages, and that is our end of podcast toast. If you're driving, I hope you're drinking, and whatever your glass,
put a toast in it.
Slurp.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. God, I can't believe I drank this whole
thing. That suicide really
thing.
Picked up at the end.
Because everything just comes together.
Yeah.
Like cotton candy. That was strong.
The cognac keeps peppy. Well, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink.